This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 308 for Tuesday, March 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures push higher on Tuesday, posting gains for a second day following last week's sharp losses. At the final settlement, the May canola contract increases $4.90 at $574.20 per ton, and the July contract adds $3.50 at $585.90 per ton. Canola is getting support from upswings in Chicago soy oil, but soy beans and soy meal are lower. European rapeseed is higher, and Malaysian palm oil is closed for a holiday. Crude oil turns around to pull back, putting pressure on the vegetable oils. One analyst says he's hoping canola can at least trade sideways so the futures can form a new bottom. The May contract remains far below its major moving averages. In light of last week's tariffs announced by China, there could be a need to shift about 2 million tons of canola meal to other markets. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada is scheduled to release its monthly supply and demand report on Thursday. It will be AAFC's first report following last week's planting projections from Stat Canada. The Canadian dollar is a pinch lower on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.88 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 69.91. The United States Department of Agriculture reports Kansas winter wheat slips 4 points to 48% good to excellent this week. Colorado loses 7 points at 60% good to excellent, while Oklahoma holds at 46% and Texas stays at 28%. Extreme weather conditions across the U.S. plains are expected to cause crop damage following a number of tornadoes that started on the weekend. The CME Group says it's creating a futures market for European rapeseed oil that's set to begin on April 28th. CME also plans to start its North American spring wheat futures on April 14th. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turned lower on Tuesday afternoon. The May contract is down 3 cents at $10.13 per bushel. May soy meal gives up $4.40 at $299.90 per short ton. May soy oil adds more than 0.4 of a cent at 42.54 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, May corn is down 2 cents at $4.59 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago May loses 3.5 cents at $5.65. Kansas City May is up 0.75 cents at $6.06. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May dips 2 cents at $6.13. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.